They are not of the world, as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. I sanctify myself for them, so they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus prayed that we might be unified in his truth, standing firm in the faith and strong in his word. In a world questioning the credibility of God's word, Christ's prayer is for his church to stand firm in unity and his word. This is The Answers Conversation, and I'm your host, Steve Hamm. We'll be answering the skeptical questions of our time, standing firm on the authority of God's word, and rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, welcome to this special edition broadcast of Answers Conversation, recorded at the Answers in Genesis Mega Conference 2013 with Ray Comfort, Ken Hamm, Todd Friel, and myself, Steve Hamm. Welcome, everybody. We're going to be talking about the movie Evolution versus God on this podcast, and we're just so happy to have with us Ken Hamm, Todd Friel, and Ray Comfort. And Ray Comfort and the Living Waters team have put this movie together, and it is such a fantastic movie. So what I want to do to start with is just ask Ray, within 1 minute, tell us what this movie is about.
1 minute? It debunks evolution in 36 minutes. We don't interview any creationists. We just interview evolution believers, and by their own words and their lack of credibility and being able to offer scientific evidence for Darwinian evolution, they show it's nothing but a fallacy, as Charles Darwin originally thought it was.
So, Ray, tell us about some of the reactions that you've had from this movie.
As I said earlier, a lot of the atheists are very, very nasty. We've had nothing but good words. It's really polarizing, depending whether or not you believe in God. If you believe in God's existence and you love the Lord, you're very excited about it, because this is a wonderful tool. I mean, for so long, evolution and men like Richard Dawkins have been like a Goliath. I mean, they've just got such credibility in the eyes of the world, and they continually blaspheme the name of God and mock him. And I believe God, with this movie, has given us a smooth stone that we want to sling at them and leave a deep impression on their minds.
Absolutely. Okay, Ken, I want to ask you a question about this, because as we were hearing some of these questions, particularly going to PZ Myers, the professors, there was issues in relation to definitions. People were talking about evolution, were talking about kinds and species, and they weren't really understanding, sometimes it seemed, about Ray had to really push the point about one kind into another kind. Tell us something about what you saw there.
Well, you know, it fits with what I've seen over the years, and that is, you know, when creationists use the word kind and you hear evolutionists using the word species, they don't understand what a kind is. But then again, I find that many, even Christians, talk about species when they're really talking about kinds. And it just shows how we really need to understand what we mean by those words. Even when we use the word science, what does that mean? It really means knowledge. But there's a difference between observational science and historical science. But I tell you what that movie really showed me, and here's the challenge I have for everyone. What it really showed me is something that I've seen over and over again, and I know Todd's seen it, and I know Ray's seen it over and over again over the years. I remember when I was interviewed on BBC television in London a number of years ago, and Dr. Steve Jones, who was then professor of genetics at London University, was on a panel, and I said to him, what's the best evidence that you could give for evolution? You've got millions of people watching. What's the best evidence? And he said, well, it's easy. You get these different species of salmon fish being produced. And I said, but they're still salmon fish. And here's the thing. Christians need to understand that the majority of these students at universities have no idea why they believe what they do, don't understand the evidence, don't know how to defend what they believe. And if Christians like you were to get educated, equipped, get the answers that are so readily available, and go out there and not be intimidated by these people, And we've got some information, you'll be able to, I believe, powerfully witness to them in a way that maybe you've never done before. That's why we need to be equipped.
Todd, here's a question for you. You are an example of somebody who is really interested in evangelism
and you're quite passionate about evangelism. You're often talking about it. What do you see in relation to this tool for evangelism?
Well, I honestly, I didn't watch the movie. I have no idea what it's about, honestly, Ray. So, Ray, when you die and go to heaven, tell everybody what you want your eternal body to look like.
Stay the same.
Your pants are on fire. What would you like your eternal body to look like?
Six foot six with a hairy chest.
Yeah, it's not all it's cracked up to be. But you know. This movie rocks. It absolutely rocks. Look, we don't want to make enemies of people out on the campuses. They're victims of the enemies. But we want to help them understand the worldview that you have been peddled is a lie. The devil is a liar, and he is the father of lies. And this is a whopper, and they are buying it wholesale, and they haven't been challenged in their thinking. This is not where the conversation ends. I think you can slay their argument with them with this and this thinking and just a few of the great questions that we saw demonstrated in the film. But then we don't leave them there. We got to then go to the gospel. We got to take them to the cross. We've got to lead them to Jesus. But I got to tell you something. This is a great tool to just zip the mouth when it comes to using evolution so that they can be an intellectually satisfied atheist.
And you know, if I can just say, Todd, as well, and that is that, you know, 90% of kids from church homes go to the public schools, and the kids that are from church homes, the kids in our churches, they're intimidated too, many of them, by the public schools, and they don't know what to believe, and many of the pastors are. I think just showing this DVD in churches, showing it to young people, showing it to pastors, I think there are many, even pastors, Christian leaders out there that are sort of really not game to stand up and say much about that because they think the scientific community has proved evolution and so on. I think this is going to give them a boldness to realize, wait a minute, they don't really know. And I can get up there boldly and I think it'll help rally the troops.
Do y'all, and I can say that because I live in Atlanta now, do y'all know who P.Z. Myers is? He's, I believe, University of Minnesota, Morris.
Okay.
Virulent atheist, and somebody should have washed his mouth out with soap because normally it's a very filthy mouth. He hates Jesus and he hates Christians. Ray, that was a dismantling. That was one of atheism's finest that you saw up there. That was some of their best, just simply dismantled. And one more thing, if you don't mind, that woman, did your heart not break? This woman? You creationist. Maybe it was the beard. Maybe it was just the beard that did it.
I like what she said about you need to have imagination.
Right.
Because really, that sums it all up. That's what evolution is. It's the secularist imagination in their attempts to explain life without God.
Ray, is there any other things that you can tell us that might have gone behind the scenes, you know, a couple of those conversations that you had with either P.Z. Myers or any of the other people there?
Yeah, the first scientist I interviewed, I have snuck into the world headquarters of Jehovah's Witnesses in New York with a spy camera. I have snuck into a synagogue because I'm Jewish and filmed with a spy camera a whole Orthodox service until they kicked me out because I forgot that I was a Christian and offered someone a tract, and they kicked me out. But I was much more nervous talking to that first USC scientist because he didn't know I was a creationist. I just called him up and I said, I'd like to interview you. I want to educate people about evolution. I won't have a camera crew. I won't have a lighting guy. Just be me and a handheld. So he says, okay, and we met and went over to a corner, set the books up, and away we went. After about 60 seconds, suddenly the air went very tense, and he started doing the little twitch, and I looked down, and my hand was shaking. Both my camera was shaking, and my microphone was shaking, and it really showed me how spiritual this issue is. It's not a natural issue. It's spiritual. The enemy has blinded the minds of literally millions who think they believe in evolution, but they don't, and because of their deception, they reject Genesis. And if they can be shown that the evolution they don't believe in they believe in is not evolution, then they'll rethink Genesis and rethink the gospel. So I think this is a very exciting, we're so excited about this movie because you can give it to Christian parents who really don't know how to talk back to their kid who's come back from university talking about speciation and adaptation and all these big words and how evolution is scientific, and all they need to say to them is, sit down, watch this video, or you don't get dinner.
And then they give them the three answers books.
Yeah, give them the three answers books.
What were the universities? What were the name of the universities we actually interviewed the students and the professors?
There was quite a few were at USC Long Beach, which is local for our man. Others were USC, which is very prestigious, and UCLA, which is also very prestigious.
And the authorities at the university didn't bother you?
Well, I'm just too little. I just sneak around with a little handheld, and the PZ Myers thing went down really well because an atheist friend of mine, I've got lots of atheist friends, one texted me and said, PZ Myers is in town, do you want to interview him? And I thought, no. And then I thought about it, it could be good, so I said, approach him and say, and this is, the movie was originally called Famous Atheists. So I said, would you like to be interviewed on a YouTube video we're making called Famous Atheists? And that appealed to his ego. And so he snuck in that door that way, and then the other guy, the guy with the beard, Peter, I interviewed him about 2 years ago on the subject of evolution, and we lost the footage. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I called him and said, can I come and see you again? I lost that footage. And he said, no, I'm too busy. I says, come on, it'll be 2 to 3 minutes, please. He said, email me. So I emailed him. I thought, that's it. And he emailed back. He says, yeah, see me at noon on Monday. So I went in on Monday, the next Monday, and as I walked into his office, I said, how long have I got? He says, till 1 o'clock. He gave me an hour. And then because he let me interview him, then I had access to the female, the one that, the lean back lady, Gail. My heart went out to her. Evolution is such a tragedy. It just leaves people without purpose for existence, no reason to exist, and waiting for death to come to them. But she allowed me to interview her, despite the fact she had high blood pressure.
And how, after you finished?
Yes, after I finished, it was worse.
Okay, well, our time is really up. I just wanted to ask if each of you could just make one statement about what's going on in your heart and mind when you hear these students say, I just believe my professors.
The film, everybody needs to watch this multiple times to get equipped. It's that helpful. You will laugh, but when you're done laughing at some of the encounters, at bottom line, it's heartbreaking. What is demonstrated on this film is it's heartbreaking, the deception over people, the confusion and the lostness, and the just completely unaware of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So funny, but very sad.
You know, for me, there's a verse of scripture that comes to mind too. The God of this world has blinded the eyes of them which believe not. And we need to shine the truth of God's word into their hearts. And it just makes me more energetic than ever, you know, have greater fervor to say we've got to get the message out because it's being censored from the culture. So let's get the information out there.
Ray, last word.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that we have in our hands something that the church has never, ever had before. We have the ability through the internet to reach literally hundreds of millions. I've watched those old Billy Graham crusades and watched an auditorium or a stadium of 80,000 people and realized how much effort and how much money it cost to get 80,000 people together to hear a message by Billy Graham. We can have access to literally hundreds of millions through the internet. Our movie 180 has had 2 million views. I think this is going to go bigger and better, and it'll only happen because of people like you grabbing that website, evolutionversusgod.com, and spreading it everywhere you can to politicians, to friends, to neighbors, to workmates. Just say, you got to watch this. And it's been designed so it doesn't look like a Christian movie to begin with. So please take advantage of the internet. We want to give 1 million DVDs out to university students and high school students across the country. So please be in prayer and realize you have a sphere of influence. And so take advantage of that because you're not alone.
The movie is called Evolution Versus God. Please buy it in bulk and use it for the sake of the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks.
If you want answers on this or any other subject, visit answersingenesis.org. That's answersingenesis.org.